to advertise, email podcast@thisisvechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Upresan manje, khala manje spear.
That's right. That's right.
The Horn Master.
That's right. Imagine if I copyrighted that. Lord, I'd be rich.
The sound.
Yeah.
Were you the first to ever do that?
If you have good lawyers, you can.
For real?
Yeah, Adams and Adams.
But what about the guys who've been doing it before? Your Funk Master Flex and them?
No idea is original under the sun. It's about who had the right money to copyright it.
True.
Yeah.
But if it's not copyrighted, why can't you do it now then?
Nah, I wouldn't want to starve all of you guys from the pleasure of pressing this. Listen to that. Woo! But it sounds original when I play it.
Yeah, it's from the creator, right?
Right?
Yeah.
There are things that are original when you do them. There are things that are original when Mac does them. You feel me? Mm. Yeah. I can't diss people like Saul.
You can. Come on. Nah. We're at the roast. You dissed me on Kanye Bao.
Nah, when I died,
you were there. You dissed me. You had a great time.
What did he say?
You saved me, though. You saved me. I thought you were going to come harder than that. You saved me.
They wrote the stuff for me.
I don't like that. I had to rewrite my stuff because mine had a lot of curses and I got plans to open churches and do stuff. I can't. Are you going to play back my old videos and go Diddy on me? Nah.
Have you done Diddy things?
I'm saying everybody has a past and I will not give you the opportunity when I curse on the roast to play back my old videos where I'm mentioning women's private parts and stuff. How am I going to get out of that? You can't say, oh, that's my past. Please forgive me. He without sin, let him cast the first stone. I don't want to do that, so I'm sorry. I think about my tomorrow right now.
Nice.
Nah, but if there's nothing illegal you did, surely you can turn a new leaf in a new chapter. Look at Kirk Franklin and look at everybody else, you know, from porn addiction and all these weird things. He's still a man of God.
But those that were doing it underground, it's not like he's something that he was, can say, I'm proud of. You know, he was doing it. It just something that came out because he was doing it, you know, behind closed doors.
Yeah, but all I'm saying is there's nothing wrong with, like, your old self not being perfect. As long as there's nothing illegal. Like, but if there's illegalities involved, it's something else. But swearing and there was a part of, like, look at Booga. Booga Love is a great example of that. Yeah. He didn't do anything illegal, and that's why he can be, by society, we can go,
I don't base what's right based on the fact that if it's legal or illegal. For me, I hate to be a public success and a private failure. Will I feel good about myself privately or score points publicly by saying things? I can curse more than you can. Mm. The fact that I choose not to doesn't make me less right or less or more righteous. It's just my choice at that time.
Beautiful. And I like that.
Yeah?
There's power in that.
Thank you.
Wow. Shout out, man.
First time you give me a shout out.
What are you doing?
This guy. Let's go.
Has
the show started already?
Yeah.
Oh, we're rolling.
We're rolling.
Oh, snap.
Let's be.
Let's go. I love it. Whoa, you didn't even tell me. Yeah.
You and your bag. Your refuse bag. Your jacket. What's up with that, man?
From a big up
it looks so cool.
Just being him up right now. And now, man, you see I'm getting it.
Come on. He just took it back.
You like,
guys, how is it somebody can give you a compliment and 30 seconds later takes it back? Only Saul can do that. But I don't know, man. On Friday, I was with my brother, Zwaibala, and they said, come to the show. It's on Mzansi Magic. And I was freezing the whole time.
Yeah.
Because these are questions we never ask when we are in our studios and intimate place like this. Is there air con? Is there this? And so I got sick over the weekend. So I was like, that's never happening. If it means I got to go to my closet, pull out my 250 Giovanni Valentino, I'm going to do it.
So that's the Giovanni 250 Valentino.
Giovanni Valentino. It ends there. Don't worry about it.
250 is what? It's what's
it's the series name. You decide. You decide what it means for you.
Oh, it's 250K.
Nah, you decide what it means.
No, even number.
You decide. You decide what it means to you. I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah, shout out, man. Welcome, bro.
Yeah, thank you.
Dudu says it's very heavy.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
It is heavy. It is. So what are we doing? Okay. The last time I had this drink on the... not now. No. It's still early. We got to talk about elections. We got to talk about who's got it right. We got to talk about who's not getting it right. Who's getting my vote? Who's not? Yeah.
What do you think of... did you hear... My money, most of my money says if Mandela was alive, please check this, but I'm pretty sure I saw this, that Mandela was alive, he'd vote for him. He'd vote for Bosa. Yeah. What do you think of that?
Were you joking?
Yeah, he said
that. He did not say that.
Did he not say that? Please double check the facts.
Did he say he will vote for Mandela or Mandela will vote for him?
If Mandela was alive, Mandela would vote for Musi.
Wow.
What a statement, right?
Man, grandeur without a proper dash can take you to... What did he drink?
It's grandeur and dash.
Nah, him.
You have a fact. Oh, him.
Yes.
Yeah. Umfundis, I don't think you're puzumus. Yeah, puzumus.
Guys, stop giving alcohol a bad name.
Yes, it was actually posted by ENCA about 6 hours ago that he did boldly state that Mandela would have voted for Bosa if he was alive.
Why?
Man, like, consult. How do you know that, man? Like, jeez, yeah.
Must be the Holy Spirit that told him.
Or other spirits, as Touch is saying.
So, we need to drop the Mandela name and let the man rest in peace.
Yeah.
Because I remember seeing a post the other day, and they used Tata's face. I'm like, why are we using Tata's face if his house... where his soul departed from is not even taken care of.
Mm.
But that's on the family, though. You can't, that's not government, you know. That's on the family. They need to.
I genuinely think if we are intentional about something, I was intentional about getting here this morning. I just drove from Polokwane, right? When you are intentional about anything, nothing can stop you. No legislation, no 2/3 majority, no law. When you are intentional about something, when you are intentional about preserving the heritage of Nelson Mandela, you will go as far as intervening in places that is inappropriate. You will call meetings at 2 a.m. and tell the family, listen, we're going to call you to order. This is not your grandfather. He's not your father. He is the father of this continent.
True.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
You guys do this thing every week. Imagine people tune in 3 o'clock Monday and you're not live. How are you going to give me all those audiences on a silver platter? I mean, not that I don't have them.
Hey, we don't know what the numbers are looking like then, Metro, man. We don't know.
I'm just saying. I mean, but you got to be intentional about it. And Tata Madiba must rest in peace. Let's fight our own cause. Let's fight our own battles. They tired.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's a low shot, you know?
Yeah.
At trying to get voters and then
But can we help, guys? Can we help Saudi? Somebody at least like vote for him. Did you see the way he asked?
He was begging for votes, man. Yeah. Oh man, no one is voting.
How many ballot papers we have? Three.
Three, yeah.
Oh, okay. You're not gonna give him one?
No. How did he even get like what? I don't even know what it stands for. You know, like how did he even get the signatures required to even form a party and stand in the
election? I think political parties take South Africans for granted, but we allowed it too. We allowed it to be pawns. That's why we can have 55. There are more political parties than there are voters in South Africa. Real talk.
52 or something.
Seriously.
How many are there?
What worries me, though, I'm not sure, but obviously not. But there's quite a lot. I don't know. Fact checker will check. But what worries me, man, it's the ANC and them, like, being friends with ZANU. You remember there was that story that ZANU has come to...
wouldn't you want to see
ANC advice on electioneering and stuff? I'm like, wow, but
I would want to see an ANC and EFF coalition.
Okay,
my opinion.
Yeah,
it is my ultimate wish. I would love to see. I just want them to have 2/3 majority, and one of the first things they must combat is restructure how the IEC operates. Probably allow only 5 or 10 parties, and the rest must just try to meander their way back into society. And
one will say that's anti-democratic.
It's not anti-democratic. No, I don't think so. And the sad reality is there are some parties who are already riding on the brand IP. Like when you look at some of these parties, they got the same color, yellow, black, and gold.
Yeah, definitely. Cope was one of
green.
the first ones. Yeah, the fancy colors.
Yeah, bro. And I'm like, if you generally...
MK is also another one.
Look at that. How many parties are green, gold, and black? Because Ugogo, who's 75 years old and her vision is not as 2020, is going to have a problem deciding, is this ANC? And if I'm like, mama, is that... Have you seen those...
So who should go then? Who should go? Rise?
Anybody who has less than 5%.
She got a fact for us?
She got a fact for us?
According to the ENC, the IEC, I was looking for that. According to the IEC, we have 52 parties on our ballots.
That's fucking
and they have been cut, actually.
52?
Yes, they have been cut to 52. There was more than 52 before, but now there's only 52 on the ballot paper.
And to me, it's just power, man. Like, tell me something. How does it make sense that Muslim Imani and Herman didn't join forces?
Thank you.
Like, actually, it's right there. How are you both disgruntled, both
actually,
black
luckily
from
the that PA. Question was answered. I was watching the JJ said, remember that?
Yes. Oh, yeah?
On Thursday.
Yes.
And he said, because they are good friends, they were supposed to actually just work together. But unfortunately, they were on the whole ego thing of who's going to be the president.
You nailed it.
You nailed it. Fucking politics.
So ego.
That, for me, I was just like, you know what? I could never even give any of them my
ego.
It's power.
Thank you. Thank you.
Because how are 52 different parties all offering uniquely different, like 52... different visions.
Nah.
A lot of them overlap and they're quite the same. Yeah, and the number could really... But because everybody wants to be the steering,
you
right?
Get that one that is an extremist. Bruh, and then the rest are obviously just, you know, liberal and kind
anyone
of
anyone who gets less than 5% should never resuscitate back into the ballot papers. Ooh. Ever. Ever.
There's going to be a lot of people though. Well,
yeah.
Going to like 1%, some...
And that must be goodbye. That must be because you're wasting our time. Mm. You're confusing us.
And spreading the votes, right?
Yes.
And
for me,
the votes.
The biggest winner, the winner of this election is the one who divided the black vote. It's not who got the most vote. It's the one who engineered division of a black vote, because that is just apartheid 101 part 2. End of discussion. And if you're a black person, we don't have to... You know, I hate when my
Please
friends are like...
Please dissect on that. Please
So you got people
that.
Who say... And I know some of my friends will say, let's not go back in the past, you know. You bring up all these things, but we've moved on. We've moved on. The day you tell my Jewish friends, never touch the subject of the Holocaust, they will write you off. And we should never.
Yeah.
Yes. It is important. Their children will forever, ever treasure that knowledge. And we should do the same thing to appreciate where we are. It's imperative for us to have full facts about where we come from, not distorted in the name of Simunye. Oh, we are one. That is the biggest BS. I don't believe in that. That is not true. And we don't revisit those places to reignite pain or violence. But if it leads to that, and I think South Africans, I don't know what it is. We've watered down, man. Our solidarity is like, you can break us in the room right now. Anybody can walk in here and break us. And we forgot what we stand for. Right now.
And you can't do the same with like other communities.
You never.
Like Afrikaners, if you walk into a room of like...
Bro.
So are you saying that as black people, we shouldn't have like a choice in terms of when it comes to politics? Not shouldn't have, but it's we should all just stand with one party as black people.
It is... The most difficult task an individual can do, like myself, is to defend blackness, okay? I am not here to be a spokesperson on how blacks should behave or perceive politics or issues of economics. But the last time I checked, we don't know what it is to unify our currency. We don't even have the how-to. As soon as I see Saul signs a big deal with Company X and I know that brand manager, I'm like, why Saul? Why couldn't you? Yo, why, you know, Saul is hardly on time for this. It's. We have more. We are more eager and robust in attacking or standing as a stumbling block for each other than we can in propelling each other to success. I know so because I have friends who agencies will ask, do you have touches details? And be like, no, I haven't spoken to him in a while. And I meet the agency. Like, you know, I asked Zeke Spantwini if he has your number, and he said no. I'm like,
how?
How, Zeke?
And I mention him because, let me tell you, I wrote my will the other day, and I was actually updating my will. And I said in my will, who must speak at my funeral?
Yeah.
And I realized I don't even have more than 5 friends. At 3:40 in the morning, I text Zakes. I'm like, bro, you know, it's crazy. I couldn't count more than 5 people in my, like, whole entire life. I've been around, yo. Some of you, my career started way before you guys were born. I've been around.
Yeah.
And I could not think of who is eligible of the 5 people I know in the world to speak.
But what did he say when you approached him about
you wasting my time? It's 3 a.m. in the like it's 3 a.m. in the morning, man. You wasting. Yeah. Stop wasting
when
my time.
I know.
It's 3 a.m. in the morning. You gonna... Why didn't he share your numbers? What did he say?
No. It's not him. I'm using an example because he's the only person who will understand. It wasn't. Being sarcastic right now. Oh, but okay. He understands what I said. And it's the truth.
Isn't that an indictment on you for keeping so many people around you and they are fake, essentially, or industry friends? That says something about you, Touch.
It's not necessarily fake. It's there is no closer moment that is so pure, that is so sacred, than writing your will and be as detailed as how you want your proceedings to turn out. Because I've seen people like myself, when we are no more, it's a PR stunt for a lot of people to show love. It happened with AKA, it happened with Robbie Malinga, it happened with Zahara. And I don't want that with me. I do not. But it does not mean I want to live in a vacuum.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd rather have Saul be the MC. Because I know he's going to make people laugh, but I know he's not my boy.
So who is speaking? Shirley Julius, I mean, after...
Without a doubt.
Yeah?
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Hell yeah. You kidding me? Bishop Noel Jones, definitely. And Zakes, I'll leave the other two to everybody's imagination right now.
All right, cool, man. Man, let's not speak about death. It's so gory. But you mentioned Zahara.
It's not. We have to be ready to die. We have to be ready. Estate planning is a very dormant subject in black communities.
True.
And when you die, we all celebrate taking you in a convoy of Porsches and Lamborghinis and Mercedes to the grave. True. And your family comes back in a bus. True. This is the reality we live in today.
True.
I attend too many funerals for me not to be vocal about this. And it hurts me, bro, because I know my boys are popping bottles, but their families are not popping life covers.
Oh.
What's wrong with us? Listen, I can switch. I'm Touch. I can change this whole conversation and give you something that's going to get you have traction, get you numbers. But I'm
do
not
it,
here for
it.
That.
Let's go.
Nah.
Let's go.
I sit on a reservoir of any topic. I'm so perspicacious. I can talk about anything.
Hey, what you want to say?
Please,
check. Google that. That's me. Yeah. My level of perspicacity, you can't bring me into any space. And I will not be relevant to the cause.
Shout out, bro.
I'm not here for that. Are you still Googling perspicacity? Okay, let's go.
Perspicacious.
First, teach us how to pronounce it.
Okay, the spelling is PERSPICACIOS.
There had to be a CIC in there. Hey, this love, this bromance between him and Julius.
And it means having a ready insight into understanding of things.
Okay.
Beautiful word, man. Beautiful. Really beautiful.
Yeah.
Shout out for the vocab edition,
man.
I'm not even here for that.
Yeah, but it's there.
Can I have some water?
You're not there for that, but it happened. It's
Here you go, man. Thank you. Appreciate it, bro.
It's the word for
real. Estate planning is serious, black people. While you're watching this, liking this video, and laughing and all of that, real talk, prioritize two things. When you are no more, does life cut? Does it end? How does it continue in your absence? And it's a very important decision, even with politicians. We've seen politicians who overstay their visit in many places.
Yeah.
You know?
Let's remove that rapper there, man. You know, these guys aren't paying us for fucking advertising.
They haven't started paying yet?
Not these guys. But it's fine. It's water under the bridge.
Yeah.
Speaking of death and planning, Zahara, bro. The stars are coming for Zahara, eh? Even in death, the SARS wants their money from Zahara, and obviously now they're going to attach the properties. I think she owes them 3 million rands.
What I do know about SARS, man, if you don't engage, and plan over a period of time to say, okay, I owe you R5. Can I pay you guys R1 over the next 5 months? The joke is on you. There's no institution, especially that is maybe a SOE or a bank, anyone, that will not sit and amicably look for a solution.
Because it's their money. It's in their best interest to engage you and have an arrangement.
Thank you. And we are afraid to talk about these things. And I've owed like SARS before. You sit, you plan, you say, okay, over a period of 12 months, I am prepared to pay this, but you have to honor it. Because if you miss a day or a second, don't even think that you will redeem the situation. Because this is what you committed to. And it's sad, man. Like, I love my sister. I will never speak foul of the dead. But
no, but the truth is the truth.
The truth does not necessarily, it's not for me to take something on the base of it being true to warrant my opinion on somebody's negligence, even though there are many factors that contributed to that. She was a wounded artist from inception.
Yeah.
So her focus was not in building her financial IQ. I think her focus was in healing. And she has done more enough in her career to heal me, to qualify me to sit here and talk foul of her. I'm not going to do that.
No one is saying talk foul.
No, I won't.
Don't hold back on the truth that somebody else may benefit, though, off of the situation. Because, like, you even have experience with SARS and all these things.
No, they can go to momentum.co.za. I did a beautiful campaign with them on financial literacy. By shouting them out, they'll put money on the show. Don't worry. So I'm not just saying it out there. But there's a lot of information, guys, that is very much of help that you can harness from some of these institutions that can help us. We are too young in this money game, bro.
Yeah, man, it's so sad. Imagine losing a whole breadwinner in your family. And then you think, oh, at least we have a paid off house.
Exactly.
You know, we've gained a paid off house for the family.
Yeah.
To move the family forward, all the other kids are going to come study this side, have now a place of residence. And then Sarah says, whips.
Yeah. It's very fucked
up. When you pass, guys, the state is entitled to 20% of everything you own. First of all, let's start there. Before anybody that you owe gets their money, the state, before your kids, before your wife, before your husband, the state has to take 20% of your entire. Now, I'll tell you, the executor of your will takes 3.5%.
Yep.
After the state takes how much? 20%.
20,
plus VAT of the 3.5, that makes it 4.2%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So let's put the math. You are ready before anything is dispersed to your lovely ones. Almost 30% is out of the picture.
Mm.
Then there are legal fees that ensure that the entire estate, whatever the disbursement, was done true and fair. So when you take these policies and you take all of this, people don't know that you can take a policy on what, on the actual policy. So you can cover the cover. Do you understand what I'm saying? That 20%.
Break it down.
So I take a life cover and they say, it's 10 million when you die. Your family gets 10 million. BS. Mm. Your family's not going to get 5.
Okay.
Trust me.
Why? So,
because of all these expenses that goes with that cover.
Mentioned. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So what you do, you take a cover to cover the expenses that belongs to the state and anybody you owe money.
So that,
cover covers this particular one so that when you are no more, when you announce no more, this one kicks in. To say, oh, Saul owed everybody this, you all belong to this cover here. This is not touched. This is going straight to the family. And what you do, if you're smart, you put it in a family trust, and that family trust, you must never be, now I'm giving out all my secrets. Well, be the CEO of it. Let it employ you.
Damn.
Work for the family trust. Mm-hmm. So you, when you know 10 is what's promised to my family, it's not...
Because you've covered the cover.
Thank you, sir.
Also, I was ahead of his times because he said, "Tati cover says you have a hell." Guys, I turn on my cover, honestly. Go on, man.
No, real That's talk, smart. Bro. I think what I would like to do in this chapter of my life, if Metro FM says we are tired of you, I want to start selling insurance.
Mm.
Yeah, so Old Mutual, Momentum, Metropolitan, if you're watching, please, my CV is coming. I want to do it because I will never be fulfilled if this information is not distributed enough. Black people, this thing called life is transit. Song is clear. We are in transit. Okay? We got to be able to plan our lives 2-3 generations. Because we are the first to be this, I mean, post 1994, at least I was going to get a bank and start saying, I want X and X, even if they decline you, but we have the audacity to do it. So we got to show why we were the first generation post-apartheid, we could approach capital with this vigor and knowledge. You feel me?
Yeah, and you're right, bro. I remember talking to my personal trainer, right? So he's got...
Oh, I thought you said your personal advisor.
No.
Financial advisor.
Trainer, but okay. We talk about a lot of things. I think we talk more than we gym. You can see. We talk more than we gym. Yeah. And the shoulders like fine. You know, like, so like he's got like Jewish clients, etc. Right? Yeah. And what other racists do, or other people do, who are smart enough speaking on the covers and stuff. So if I'm like, let's say I'm 50 or 60 or whatever, and my child is a chartered accountant, etc., or whatever, I go cover my life, right? And then, and it's an open relationship, it's an open thing, but there's obviously trust.
Correct.
Where my kid then pays for my covers, but my kid knows that when I pass on, they'll get maybe 20 million or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's financial planning, and it's playing the system to obviously, you know, get more capital out of the system if on the events of my death, because that's guaranteed. I'm definitely going to die one way or the other.
Without a doubt.
The whole family is in on it. The kids are in on it. He pays this cover, that cover. They could maybe be sending the money to my bank account and the debit order goes off. And one day when I kick the bucket,
Thank you.
But without plotting, there are some police. You know what I mean? And that's where the trust element comes in. Yeah. But that's a smart way of playing it as well.
But how about also that? Because I know with a lot of this, always been talks that black people, but I think it's maybe it's not the cover, like the insurance cover, it's more funeral covers. So you'd find that maybe auntie unama funeral cover will cover the whole family. Because
and our jail,
they just ask for an ID. Just IDs. And
Rosemary
then, But you get those, you get the rosemary, but you get the general aunts in the family who have covered everyone who's not working. Because obviously they'll say, and then it's like, angas, you understand.
Let's keep in mind.
It's like, let me just cover all of you because we never know whenever it'll happen. So they are paying 50 rands off maybe like, I don't know, 20 people in the family. So isn't that also a good thing?
And you know what's sad?
That is, but it must be done in the open, I feel. You know what I mean? Like everybody must know. No, I mean, the good thing now, Shonile man, just like, and Maria Sagatate ID for a day or two, you know, claiming and then not even helping.
Not saying anything.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's pure just
because that you get those. Whenever someone passes, then they're like, I still need that certificate. And you're like, how? For what?
Exactly.
But they never declare exactly of what they use and how much they cost.
It happens. Yeah. But you can't make a living of wishing people must die. Anyway, but that happens. And we're not going to stop it from happening. Right?
Yeah.
Yo, I couldn't tell you that you're a South African ID buffet.
Why?
There's a lot of them.
South African IDs.
It's a lot of them. I think Home Affairs is combating that right now. But you know, there was a point where everybody had a South African ID.
Oh, yeah. I've lived in Hillbrow. Like, people generally just, I don't know how they get them, but they're out there.
So I called one of my guys, Clayson.
Munyela.
Munyela.
Yeah. It was Durko,
Yeah.
International.
Yeah,
relations.
He told me that, they bring an end to that. Because at some point, we used to go to Ireland without even visas. We used to go to certain countries that...
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and now all these countries, because of the influx of so-called South African citizens, they're now starting to impose visas on us. And we can no longer enjoy that privilege anymore. So what they're starting to do now, they're like, wait a second, it can't be all South Africans. And since that operation, they've cut down on a lot of illegal passport holders.
No, shout out, of course, because when a country says there's no visa requirement to come in, they obviously trust, there's a trust between those two countries. And then everybody who comes in good faith, they've been honest. But once there's a lot of the cases like that,
100%.
It starts messing up and muddying the waters.
Hundreds.
Like, for instance, even, I've heard cases where a lot of people from, let's say, by the border, let's say Swaziland, Lesotho, they actually carry, like, South African... So, every time when it's like you to get grants, they just walk over the border, go to the nearest city or town, collect money and walk back, you know?
Yeah.
So that's how a lot of people actually who are not even like South Africans from the smaller countries that we're just like literally just share borders with, they walk over.
How do you feel on open borders? Because your boy is a big...
No. Guys, hear me out. it's important to differ with even the people you support and you value.
It's healthy.
It is healthy.
Yeah.
I am not for open borders at all. If it is, let me tell you, I know he's not the best example to use, but Donald Trump is the solution right now. The way...
On the border policy.
On the issue of the border policy. Mm-hmm. You can't have open borders when you haven't even cleaned your backyard.
I want to buy a border up.
So hold on. I come to your house and you are not even ready for me. And you go ready. I'm going to my drumstick, I3.
Sapaga.
Yeah, you still... You know what I mean? And I pull up with my family. And you're like, whoa.
Slubby.
There's 5 pieces of meat. We haven't consolidated our space yet.
Mm-hmm.
Now how are you going to do... I gotta take from something. Maybe I might take from Sibo Saksasa. I gotta take from something.
You have to, yeah.
South Africa is not ready to even have the conversations of open borders because we haven't even post-apartheid addressed what is rightfully so for South Africans from a point of land distribution.
Yeah.
It's gotta be ready. You can't
We're still sorting out our house.
We're still trying to sort out our house. You feel me? And anybody who prioritizes South Africans right now is doing the right thing. Now, that can't just be your only tangent. To lead, you can't just go out and say, I prioritize South Africans. That's not the approach.
Yeah,
there's way to resolve influx of immigration. Every successful nation is built partly so by foreigners, people who come into your country. Yeah. There's a pedigree of leadership that comes in that we don't necessarily demonstrate as South Africans that we need from people that come in. Mm-hmm. Like, I know for a fact 10 of the biggest first worlds are built by the hybrid model of people who come from out of other experiences with an industrial experience. We are not as industrial as many other African countries are.
Yeah.
We haven't. And I can tell you for free, when you go to the Vaal, there used to be one of the largest steel manufacturer in the continent called ISCO. Oh,
yeah, okay. Man. Yeah.
Look what happened to Denel.
Yeah.
Look, so I can talk about all these institutions and tell we're not as industrial yet. Mm-hmm. But we can do a lot with those in diaspora who've had the experience. I think there has to be some eligibility standards to allow who comes in, right?
Yeah, you must bring skills and you must be of value.
Without a doubt.
Did you see the Zimbabwean lady who got 17 million rands paid out to her?
For what?
Yeah, So this lady is pregnant, right?
Yeah.
And this happens a lot from Lesotho, our neighboring countries. Yeah.
Right.
And she came to South Africa to give birth.
Right.
Now, and I don't know if it was her, but there's another lady where her medical file, the doctor in Zimbabwe was like, you're due to give birth on this particular day, cross over to South Africa. They've got better facilities.
Right.
You know? So he's obviously a doctor and he's doing... The best
referral.
It's a referral, exactly. But he knows that the state of the hospitals are sort of messy. So this lady now gives birth in South Africa. Mm. And because of the medical negligence, why? Because Sapaga, Langley, Ninati. Now, public hospitals are overburdened.
Yeah.
So the ratio of nurses to people that are helping, and some of those people, not all, but some of those people, a big number, you'd find are foreign are immigrants. You know, some legal, some not legal.
Yeah.
So this now caused this lady, because there wasn't enough nurse care for her, when she gave birth, the baby had a cerebral palsy.
Ooh.
Now... the government, for medical negligence, which they pay, I mean, billions every year, has paid her 17 million rands.
Oh, it's good. Because
she lost a baby?
No, because the baby's born with cerebral palsy.
The 17.2 million rands is actually was actually entrusted to her for the child's medical bills.
Future medical bills,
yes. Future medical bills and also a trust, apparently. But yeah, according to Briefly, she did receive 17.2 million this year.
Is the child alive?
Yes, the child is alive.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's hope.
Yeah, there is. It's so sad though, you know what I mean? I mean, obviously there's a child involved, it's sad, but it also then speaks to what you were talking about.
But
we're still getting our house in order as well, and we're strained, like big time.
But
hence,
guys,
open borders can't work.
Also, we'll talk before open borders. It's not a transaction, guys, to have kids. Lento le yokuthi Sasa pays you this amount for one child, this amount for two, and then We hear our leaders making announcements of increase in grants. Let me tell you what it means. When you increase grants, something decreases.
Yeah, okay? grants get to have to, the money comes from somewhere.
My point is, you can't build a society or think you are championing empowerment by what you give away.
Granted.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
It's important to say, rather, there's a grant for matriculants who get one distinction, you get 10,000 rands.
Mm.
Julius said something along those lines.
Towards
yesterday.
Your education or something like that.
Towards your education.
Yeah.
Why can't we compete in greatness?
Mm.
Like,
not
build a society.
For children.
Yeah, you know? Not reward you for years. Yeah.
Why are we going to reward you? Thank you. We rewarding you for dropping babies? Let's reward this. Let's reward people who are dropping A's, B's, or C. If there can be a grant for every matriculant who passes matric, just to pass matric, guys, is not easy these days. You study 8 months with no electricity and probably 2 months you got and this. So just to pass matric, it's not easy, okay? Fact?
No, it's not. I'm just stating that please do remember that the reason for the whole grant is because children, as soon as you're born in a specific country, you automatically have rights and those have to be protected. So it's not a matter of them condoning the fact that there's people who are having a lot of children,
yeah.
But it's a matter of actually protecting the child and ensuring that they have everything that is needed despite where they come from.
Okay.
So it's to basically protect you as a human being. You have rights, as you could say, that you also have a right to live, you have a right to your health, you have a right to sanitation, and some of those things need funding. So that's why the whole...
That approach?
Yeah.
Is a wrong mode of leadership because you are reactionary. We should not put systems in place post the math. We are dealing with the issue of when you unzip your pants. The fact that you are comfortably having sex is a problem.
With no protection.
We need to change the mental disposition around. I don't want to deal with, you know, once a child is born, they have rights for X. No, I agree with you. But it's a mental disposition issue that has to change. Stop getting the thrill of having babies and think government is going to take care of you. Because it is unfair to bring people in a world where you are repeating the cycle of poverty and it's a curse.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
How are we going to end it?
And a lot of the kids, like a lot of the people who are bothering us, I was combing me mess out there. Not from those situations. No.
So,
no fact.
I would love...
People in public.
Let me tell you.
Those situations.
I would love to have 10 babies. But I can't. Economic circumstances don't allow me.
No.
So why must you be negligent with not even a quarter of what I have?
Yeah. Yeah, because a lot of those kids grow up to be problems. And you can't blame them.
All of them now, they are... But I'm created every traffic light. They're doing all of these dances, and now you're entitled to give out something. And you're looking at this kid. I stopped one kid. I was like, here's 100 rands. And I pulled it out, and he, oh, you're hot, sure, hot man. I was like, no. You're not a piece call. No, bro.
Cold.
That's not cold.
Wait.
No.
So,
Danny Galang,
I'm a crazy.
Yeah. That's almost.
Yeah, I see the crazy thing.
Then he's like, oh, I pull out. I'm like, here's 100 bucks. Ah, hola, hot man. I'm like, no.
Whips.
What do you go to school?
Yeah.
I say my only day in March because it was during the week at 11 a.m.
Yeah.
At 11 a.m. And how many social workers drove past these kids?
And not did anything.
And didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Have we become so blind that we can see a crime scene? And what I mean about a crime scene, I'm not talking about poor people are a crime. I'm talking about the fact that you took an oath to work in public sector, probably drove past a 12-year-old at 11 a.m. and you see them begging and you didn't even engage them to understand what to, how are you in this position? That is a crime. Mm. You feel me? Mm. So I didn't give him the 100 rands. I said, I will drive you to school right now because I know you're not on holiday. And if you let me drive you to school, I'll buy you a school uniform. So it turns out this kid, the mom allows him to go out and he had to arrange his friends. And whatever they bring home, she shares with them. How is it possible that you're going to drive after a hard 4 years of getting your bachelor's, with Tony Spani, you sell insurance, you sell airtime, you work in telcos, you drop the top, and somebody comes and rob you. Because their only way to build proximity to survival is to take from you. Nothing else.
Because then it's not like they're giving you the best show ever.
And we're going to pay the ultimate price to keep, because we're ignoring this thing. See how about as I drove out right here. As I drive, you're going to see it. You're going to see these kids.
Yeah, about time.
And the thing is, this lifestyle advances. Yes, you may be happy with that 5 rand, 10 rand now. Then
it's
not
sustainable.
Someone will say, you know what, you need to now steal cars to get 5,000. That's how they get into even bigger crimes.
A lot of the guys, they rob us at night.
Yeah.
The same guys.
Let me tell you.
Or the guys who help us with
Have you seen the movie The Purge?
Yeah,
The Purge.
You love the movie?
Yeah.
It's a reality awaiting to happen in this country.
Mm. Oh, it's happening already, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we've got there was 27,000 people murdered last year, one of the highest murder rates. In the past 20 years, we're at the highest murder rate at the moment. 27,000 people murdered. So the Purge is essentially happening.
I'm at the Grand Prix.
In Hillbrow, you don't leave in the night. You know very well. There's lots of parts of South Africa where you don't leave at night. Like at 10 p.m., 1 a.m., you don't want to find yourself outside.
It's like being successful. It just reminds me, like being successful as a black person, yes, it may be met with admiration. You get that admiration. But obviously, it's also have this a bit of like, closely met with the jealousy and kind of anger, because when someone sees you, maybe you're in a nice car or you're in nice clothes, it's like, there's, wow, nice, but it's, why you? Why not me?
Yes.
So that's how it's just, I get it when you say that it's closely, we're closely getting there of, it now it could be a thing of, you are going to die, I will kill you just for whatever.
Someone inboxed me like, yeah, when I saw Loyalty, people must leave the hood. That's the wrong mentality as soon as they're good. But it's because of that.
Exactly.
Of Lapawago, Langley, they've got two cars and they nice cars. And the kid goes to these nice schools and stuff, you know. You become a target, especially when there aren't similar stories within proximity. It's just you. Then you become a target.
Even
so the purge
lockdown,
is happening,
yeah.
Touch.
Big time. Big time. And the sad reality is there's no director, producer, or screenwriter. Everybody's part of the cast. That's what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Sugala Manj, after this show, one of us, God forbid, in a space of a week, we're going to be a victim of crime.
Mm-mm.
Unfortunately. It's the reality we live in. So we're about to go to the polls. We're about to go and vote. But I really think, like in the workplace, right? At Metro, anywhere, even my business, I sit people for a performance review. We have to put the same with our politicians. That we shouldn't wait for elections. I feel like every 6 months, there must be 1 week off where we put our politicians, our leaders for a performance review. And we got to have some way that it's not done in a closed room with the few that are privileged.
Yeah.
There's got to be a system in place to put people in. How do we review your performance? What KPIs are we setting for you?
Yeah.
Because this thing we're talking about, crime is real. I used to travel and enjoy saying I'm from South Africa. Everybody I've told I'm from South Africa, they have a sad story to tell me. Either they got robbed, they're victims of this crime, and I'm a firm believer of preaching life. But guys, we need to hold everybody accountable. That's why anybody who comes in the country must be documented. If you are documented, any form of crime, we are able to trace and attribute whatever form to this particular person.
Yeah.
It's
so
important.
Vote wisely, guys. Yeah?
Yeah.
Essentially, that's the message.
You know, at some point, I thought you guys were going to go political. Because the Chillers, you have a serious movement.
And oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And shout out, if you're in the Free State, JJ said we must push you, right? JJ has asked us to push him. JJ says, independent candidate in the Free State.
Yeah.
He's only on the Free State ballot, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you don't have any options, go to him, check him out. I don't know how you must check him out, but see what he's about. And if it resonates with you, vote. I'm not just saying vote. That would be disingenuous. So
is JJ only on the Free State ballot?
Yeah, independent candidate provincially. Yeah, so he's only on the Free State ballot because we're going to be getting 3 ballot papers, right?
Yeah.
National, regional, provincial. Yeah. So you voting one way, all three, or you're gonna?
Are you gonna split?
How about you?
How about me?
Yeah.
Nationally, I'm caught between Uncle Herm. I like what he's saying, and also I've seen him in action. Yeah. Right, I've seen him in Joburg in action. Because when he was in Joburg, I was like staying in Joseph.
Yeah. Hemant Mashaba is impeccable.
Yeah. So it's I'm looking at him. Yeah. I'm considering EFF, but maybe not nationally because them borders. You know what I mean?
Right.
EFF and their borders.
So we're looking at regional.
So regional, possibly looking at that. Nationally, you see, I like Gayton and his talk, but like you said, it can't just be a border thing. Your thing just can't be a border thing.
You're not giving ANC one vote?
Hey, fun. I've been giving ANC my vote, though. That's the thing. I'm going to be voting different for the first time now, and I voted like three times.
Can I give you a hand?
And I voted three times. You know what I mean? I've been.
We tried.
But the thing is...
98...
98. I was a kid. 19, man. I was 11.
I think I voted from 2002.
Yeah,
something like that. Yeah.
Damn. Hey, I'm a rise, man. I'm best, woman. I'm best. I'm a rise. Oh, I'm saying this
with CB. I'm a boosa.
I'm best, woman.
I wanna.
I'm best, woman.
I hear you.
DA, definitely not voting DA, man. Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still ish.
I like your combo, though.
Yeah, but you must have a different combo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because sometimes, like, I'll be able to take, whatever. And then maybe that's going to influence your regional one. Right. You know what I mean? Your local one.
Yeah, I want to hear the ghost lady.
Oh.
Who she's voting for.
MK, Baba, Humba Pumping!
Oh, yes!
I'm also going that route of splitting votes, not just one party. Yeah. So, yes, there is... Surprisingly, yes, I have to look at in somewhere, maybe I'll... As much as I'm not happy with the EFF, with the whole border thing. But I think with understanding is that obviously things can't just be implemented immediately just because you win and then therefore the borders is going to be open. Yes.
But we all know that's the biggest lie ever told, right? There's no way that borders are going to be open like that.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
somewhere I'm feeling I will do EFF and somewhere, MK, you know, we'll get my votes, you know.
Wow, and MK.
Yeah.
Wow, wait, it's your vote, man. You know what I mean?
But guys, please, in your combo, have Hemant. Have Hemant. I'm asking you. Because I think you got him
in your combo?
Yeah, so he stands a chance.
Now, Uncle Hermes has shown that he wants to get things done.
I was really,
probably should give him a call. Let's find out what he's doing today.
Hemant Mashaba, I was really impressed. But I think it was this thing now what came out with JJ Taban about that they couldn't just come together because I used to have that huge question. Like, why couldn't they work together with Musi Maimane? So it put me so off. I was like, this is the problem.
But remember, Uncle Herm left the DA, then he was intentional that he's starting a party and he started it first.
And Musi
to join Musi.
Yeah.
Musi was pussyfooting around the idea saying it's a
Stop Musi. Swearing. I'm calling him and Mashaba.
Stop swearing, man.
I'm calling him and Mashaba, bro. Don't be cursing.
Yeah, Musi was undecided what he's doing. Remember,
he came out. Even said that he's out of politics.
Yeah,
he's
no. So Musi should have joined Herm. You can't chastise Herm or judge Herm for that.
Okay.
He started.
Maybe, man. Maybe you helping me with that one.
What time is it? Okay, he's probably campaigning.
He is. It's like the last weekend, man. Yeah.
Ghosty,
what's been trending?
I want to know what he wants. Regional?
Yeah.
National? Or provincial?
He wants national. He wants to be the president. National is where you get to, you know. Control
you never
a lot
know.
Of
some of these guys are happy, bro, in regional.
Yeah, I think he wants national the
you
most.
You think so?
Yeah. That's Ghost, good. What's been trending? What's happening?
Were you able to get him?
No, he didn't pick up.
He's not answering.
He didn't pick up.
Okay. Guys, did you hear the story of Kefi Boo? Kefilwe Mabota.
Kefilwe Mabota. No,
yes.
I think that's the
Mabote.
One. Mabote. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. What about her? The one? That's, isn't she the one who lied about faking a wedding?
So actually, I remember we reported on this about that there was a, it was a whole lie that she got married. She appeared in court, basically laying charges against her ex-husband, I assume, and saying that, you know, she has suffered abuse in his hands and there's been so much issues that have just embroiled in that whole marriage. Like, for instance, she even just was fearful of her life, potentially getting poisoned, and all he threats of, like, even just getting killed. So, yeah, she appeared in court recently. So that's just a big story.
She appeared in court?
Yeah. So she was definitely married.
Oh, you know? Is it the same guy? Because I remember there was a story where she said she could sink this whole ship down with everybody on it when the guy had distanced himself from her as being married to her. And then she was like, nah, they've been to church and stuff. That's hectic, man.
Yeah.
I'm glad she's gone to court, though. She's pressed charges because a lot of women don't press charges when these things happen.
Yes,
you know what
yeah.
I mean?
So
I'm
getting glad a protection
she took
order
the
and
legal
all.
Routes.
Yeah, yeah.
I need and to read more about that. She didn't tell me.
Call her. Call her. You got it. She's your girl.
She's family.
She, for real?
Ah, yeah. Let's call
her. So did
her.
She get married? So, oh, she's fam.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, so, so Tash, you were at the wedding.
Oh, so there was a wedding. That thing happened.
I was not at the wedding, but she's family.
Oh, wow. Tash, you don't attend family
bro,
weddings.
No, I did. No, I'm telling you, I don't invite myself to places, but I can tell you right now, let me see when was the last time
and
I spoke
to her. And there was a suicide there. I saw something about her in a suicide.
Yes, she even, yeah, she was a, there was a suicide attempt for, because of all the, just,
of the abuse.
The abuse and, Jesus you know, the.
She's a strong woman, though. Yeah. She's a very strong, she yeah. knows how to pull herself up. I know that for sure.
Yeah.
Kiffy has found a way, you know, those people who can just reinvent themselves.
Definitely.
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow. Kiffy. And for me, that's how I feel about anybody who's taking their lives. I'm like, bro, did you not exhaust your seventh chance? Like, I thought we all got nine lives. You know what I mean?
I hear you, Cap.
You say I'm capping right now?
Hey, no, I'm sorry. I hear you, Cat.
Oh, right? Yeah,
but
so.
But life is long and we can, you know, go through seasons, highs and low. No, life is long, bro. Life is long. We're not saying life is short, man.
Life is short.
Life is long, bro. Like if, you know, by the time we get to 40.
Yeah.
You've gone through different seasons of your life. You've gone through different things, sometimes different relationships,
life
different careers for some people. I know Oaks who dropped out at like, yeah. or not dropped out, but started studying in the 30s and got into new careers at 40.
Yeah.
Oaks became lawyers, doctors at 40. You know what I mean?
Life
is long, man.
Life starts at 40. Life starts making sense at 40. And for you to write yourself off before you develop enough cognitive, it is really unfair to abort the possibility of what you can win, what you can become, what you can change before 40. I feel like a lot of our young ones that we lost before 40, they don't understand, man. Once you cross that line, a lot of things make sense. You develop this bravery. You start realizing that, you know what? I got this.
Bro, there's a lady, right? Her name is Mandy Mayhem. Do you guys know, anyone knows here Mandy Mayhem?
Mandy Mayhem.
So she's 40, right? She's a white. Oh, there's that a viral video of her where she's rapping to Jay-Z, that white lady who's rapping along to a Jay-Z song.
Yeah.
You see, that's Mandy Mayhem. So she's a rapper, right? She's a rapper. She's 40. And there was an interview where she literally said that. And she was like, throughout your life, you go through all these things, right? And some you think are mistakes, some you think are the worst periods of your life, etc. Some are great moments. But when you get to 40, there's a clarity and you understand why you went through all these things because those particular phases and chapters, you learned things.
Let me tell you. You
extract certain skills from them. Then you can, that culminates to something that you do at 40, be it business, be it profession.
Yeah.
And she's a white lady. She's from Canada. She raps. And, you know, yo, she's got like the most fascinating TikTok page.
I owed the first time I owed a landlord and literally ran away from them. I was 21. First time my car got repossessed, I was 24.
Mm.
The first time I got declined for a loan application, I was 26. If all these series of rejection amounted to anything meaningful, I don't think I would have the audacity to dream big to land me where I am today.
And not fear rejection.
And not fear rejection.
Or failure.
So I remember one time praying on my 40th birthday. And a lot of these bad moments played. It was like an amazing montage. And I saw this short movie of everything that was valid at the time to take my life before that prayer at 40. And you know what? What dawned on me? God did not put me through a series of losing all these things just to give me a car, just to give me a house. I lost all of these things. I failed in all these experiences so that God can make a house out of me, so he can make a car out of me. So now I'm able to shelter you. I'm able to harbor. I'm able to take anybody in, because what I thought the actual object meant anything to me, God made me the ultimate price. I'm the catch.
That's what I mean. Life is long. Because when you were going through the shit, you thought, damn, this is like, yo, can it end now? You know what I mean? And then you live to see a greater day and a better day. Speaking of suicide, I don't know if you saw Figile Mbalula's bodyguards, well, alleged.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so there's a guy, he gets stopped, right? For drinking and driving. He's, I think, 30. Gets stopped for drinking and driving. He gets taken now. Yeah, now I don't know if you've ever been arrested for drinking and driving. But, like, they take you to, when they take you in.
Take your blood.
They process you. They first, damn, you've been arrested for drinking and driving.
I've never been arrested.
But you know they take your blood.
I know that.
Yeah, they take your blood and stuff. And then. So, yeah, someone in the podcast got arrested for drinking and driving last week. And we had to be in courts now. We had to be in fucking police stations at 1 o'clock in the morning. So, so this guy, while they're processing him, he then tells someone that he's Figile Mbalula's bodyguard and then blows his head off in front of everyone.
No, he did not.
Yeah, but he said he's Figile Mbalula's bodyguard. Yeah, you can check the facts. And to me, it's like, damn, bro, people are going through the most, especially men, you know? I mean, you know, it's men mostly. We're like number 10 in the world of in the suicide list in worldwide.
Wasn't he in custody already? How did this happen?
Yes, you're in custody when you're in the police station.
And so
you're
not in the cell.
They're still processing you.
Yeah,
they don't search you for guns and stuff.
I don't know if I can take
up
this
up until
call.
You're going to go in and they remove, I think,
is it worth it?
Your soul.
Nah, let's leave it.
Who's that?
It's the minister.
Balut.
One of the ministers.
We can call him, bro.
No, it's not. It's one of the ministers. I don't want to. I think they're following up on something.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, they call a minister is calling you.
Yeah.
Which one?
Nah, don't worry about it, man.
Which one is this one, bro? Let me see.
Yeah.
Hey.
I'll call back. I gotta respect.
Yeah.
I have to be in a different space with no soul around me. I might just pick up and say the wrong thing.
Yeah, so shame, man. May soul rest in peace, man. You know, sometimes as gents, you just need someone to talk to. Because I don't think it was just being arrested for, come on, you're the bodyguard, you say, of a minister.
Yeah.
You can be out of there in 2 hours. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you literally. You can be out of there in 2 hours. So I think there was something deeper. And
you said something
just don't
profound. You said something profound, Saul, and I pray that you expand on it. Men are going through the most.
Yeah.
Men are going through the most. And it's really sad that we have been marginalized because we are meant to be men. But at the same time, I also feel that when did we start becoming so weak? What in the world is wrong with y'all? We are built to take the fire. We are built to take the heat. Bro, I don't understand. We live in a society of sensitive men. You know, I went to my son. I posted on video the other day. I told my son after I watched them sing, I was like, you guys really suck. And this is like, yo, he's 10 years old. Can break him. No, it's like, I told him. I even put it on Instagram. Yeah, the video.
You boys suck. I can't say.
I saw that video.
You saw it?
I saw that video.
We need to build men to take resistance. Mm. They have to be able to take it. You got to be able to take it so much that you are never built to break.
But you need an outlet to also let it out. To also let... taking it.
There are many. No, there are many outlets.
Waco, in your family, you are at the front gate.
Yeah.
If there's a purge that you're speaking about, you're not the one in the closet hiding and the kids are out at the gate. It's you out at the gate. But after that has passed and the sun rises in the morning, you have to find a way, a healthy way of letting that out. All that tension and all that shit you take in. But you have to be strong as a dude. Definitely. And that's like some guys, it's their friendship circles. You know, that's why men, we have to be there for one another. You know what I mean? It's finding someone to talk to before offering yourself or killing your family.
No, like seriously.
It's talking for the sensitive men. That's the problem right now.
Okay, so you're saying
about outlets and all. I hear where touch is. It's just about being honest and taking it. We don't
take
need
it
an
and take it and that's it.
Exactly. You know, if you're being told you suck, oh, it's painful.
Yeah, take it.
Take it.
I'm not saying men must be softer, but also don't take it out on your kids. Don't hit the kids because men must be men.
No. Right?
That's not even an option.
Nobody's talking about that.
That's the anger.
No, sir.
Why do cops kill themselves and kill their wives and kill their families sometimes? From the shit they take at work.
That can never even be a bone of contention.
Yeah.
I don't even want us to entertain it. I love what President Cyril Ramaphosa said on Friday on his proclamation against gender-based violence. The sentencing is going to be more harsher. There is actually not even going to be the same bail process you got to go through.
Yeah.
That crime is going to be treated like that. Shout out to you, President Cyril Ramaphosa. I was listening to that bulletin and I played it on the show. But what I will say, which is very important, we are cursed to live in an era where men are more sensitive than women. We were not built that way, bro.
Yeah.
We were not built to be secondary in places where we must assume leadership.
Yeah, but now men must lead from the front. But what I'm saying, gym or something, you know what I mean? Blow off some steam. I'm not saying that men must be soft. No. Men must be still men and strong. But this thing of Oaks killing themselves, this thing of Oaks hitting their wives, this thing of Oaks killing their families because of they've bottled things in. That's what we need to deal with. As a man, you know what I mean? It's rough. But also find positive outlets. Is it a drink with your boys once a week? Is it, you know, is it gym? You know what I mean? That helps a lot of men.
Is it your girl?
Definitely. Is it your girl? Is it your kids? Because the more time I was spending time with my kid, I forget about everything and a lot of things. And that's therapeutic to me, you know? And that doesn't mean I'm saying men must be softer. No, but men must be hard as nails. But at the end of the day, we bleed, we're human, just like everybody else. And we need to find healthy ways to blow off some steam.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't want to go to the police station for drinking and driving.
Mm. Okay, Judy's got something.
Yeah, because I want to also add on to what Sol is saying.
Yeah.
Sure, men must be strong. We need that. They must
I'm really good in that.
Definitely, you must be strong. But you also need an outlet.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes you hear these things where men say, we can't even vent to our women because they're going to use it against us.
And, right.
But do you guys talk amongst each other? That's another element. Do you have boys where you can... You vent to them, you cry to them. Because I feel like men have that thing where they feel like, okay, I must be strong. But you don't need to be strong all the time. There's moments where you don't... Okay, sure, you have to be strong, I agree.
Okay.
But there's moments where you need to also be soft. You maybe not to your woman, maybe not to society at large.
Okay.
But you also need an outlet.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So I want to...
Next time when you guys invite me, when you next invite me, I'm going to tell you how I deal with it. And it works. But it needs a whole day.
I see. Okay. Yeah, shut up.
Whole day.
What else is trending, Kanye? Ghosty.
Guys,
man. You're ghost lady. What else is trending, ghosty?
Oh, it's okay. Tash, did you see the sex tape?
You know,
that was leaked on the internet.
So here's the thing, right? I think it was on, on X?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't get on X like I used to. That's but right. I saw something about... sex tape is trending. And I'm like, I haven't been able to. And understand, in my position, if anything happens from the 23rd of every month, my stress is paying salaries, man. What is a sex tape going to do for me?
Nothing.
Yeah, so I don't know about it.
So, okay, let me, I'll have to take it back just to get you understand these two.
Is it somebody famous?
Well, Not really, but they've trended. You see, now anyone can be famous social media wise. You understand? Yeah. Yeah. So this guy by the name of Hrutman, right?
Okay.
And there's in a relationship. They've been in a relationship, you know, just known with Qinile. That's the girl. And
none of them are significant in society.
Nope. I'll be honest with
What's
you.
What's Hrutman famous for?
He was Forex, basically.
Oh, okay.
A scammer. Okay. Let's just stay on. Forex scammer.
What she's famous for?
Dating him.
Oh, wow.
So gets all the nice.
South Africa, well done.
Yes, wow. Sam.
You're responsible for making these people famous.
A week before elections.
What did Eugene say?
Oh, yeah, right? A week before elections.
Yeah.
So what happened? I've heard of this couple. So what happened now?
So about a couple of weeks ago, obviously, they had broken up and she had moved on. And he now went into like social media writing because he got mad that she's moved on, has another man. I think she was even somewhere Dubai or overseas.
Like, and homie posted the video?
No, wait. Homie was basically just lashing out saying, yeah, you used me. Now he even confirmed, like, I scammed for you, basically.
Whoa! whoa,
to get money and, you know, give you the best lifestyle. This is him. This is another example of a soft, I don't know what, like, sensitive nigga just going off, who blew and so couldn't find another outlet. Now, this past week, allegedly, he releases a sex tape because he did kind of insinuate, I've got videos of us and of you, and you know that will just obviously just make things worse for you. Now, okay, with this whole, there's a whole sex tape, and I never saw it. Did you see it, Saul?
I think I saw snippets of it.
Snippets, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see the whole video.
Yeah.
But some parts of it.
Yeah. Thank God I didn't see them because some of us just there. Anyway, now
she's playing with herself, and then he also plays with himself. There's no actual sex intercourse that takes place.
Because I hear that he doesn't show on the video, right?
No, because he's manning the camera.
Ah, well, that was clever of him. Okay, so that's another thing, girls. Please don't allow yourself to be recorded.
Nah, fam. Hold on.
You cannot build such a case. Trying to tell us about these two people just for you to legislate.
And no, so yes,
and cover the new law
in relationship. No. Okay, finish before I go on. Girls don't allow to be recorded, and then
women don't allow to be recorded because you won't go to heaven.
No, not even that.
Okay.
No, just like if you okay, but I guess at that point you're thinking you were in love, we're happy, and you don't know the future, you know.
Yes.
But anyway, whew.
But let me ask you a question still. Why would you record yourself having sex?
Why?
Because when you record something,
yourself on a boat with your woman having a good time. Why do you take pictures?
There's nothing as sacred.
Why do you take pictures?
Exactly.
Why do you take pictures? Why do you take pictures in relationships?
Guys.
You take pictures that you can show. Why are you taking a video of something that you can't even show to another person?
Sometimes you don't take pictures to show the world.
That's
you
a lie.
Take pictures for you.
That's a lie.
Private album.
That's a lie. Anytime when a camera is involved, there's an audience.
Exactly.
End of discussion.
Nah. Have you... I don't even post my relationship. You guys know that.
Yeah.
So, but I've got a shitload of pictures from my relationship.
You were there.
For memory's sake.
For memories. And,
yes. Yeah. So you can also...
But if someone would
What happened
them,
to archiving that memory in your mind?
Well, that hasn't happened since whenever the camera was discovered.
Oh, wow.
You've got family photo albums, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, and then some people have private albums as well. That they view all, you know, one day when we're old,
so now
my wife we can
Where's
say,
poor
I,
girl?
I remember
Where's
this.
Poor girl? The Dubai guy gave her a return flight? Or what happened?
Sure
I want to know the end of the story.
Yeah, no. She's back. I don't know what the status of
the guy dumped him?
We don't know. I don't know that relationship status there. But now she obviously had to get a lawyer, and obviously it's a wrong thing to be done.
If revenge porn is a crime.
Revenge porn is a crime.
It's a crime, yeah.
No. So she had a lawyer, and the worst lawyer you can ever find, who was also probably clearly wants to be famous.
Why?
She went on a live and called her Popeye. Imagine a lawyer call your client Popeye.
What was she talking about on the live?
On the live, she claimed, well, she just obviously just made a mockery of basically, you look at you with the sex tape, you know, makes a mockery of her. the clients in this
case. Did she say, oh, Kini, look to run a makrot man?
Yeah.
No? Nah, man, but you know what? My thing is, right? Here's the thing. People, there's nothing wrong with recording a sex tape or whatever.
Yeah.
And within the privacy of your relationship.
Yeah.
And
maybe sign an NDA as well.
If you, if need be, you know what I mean? Or have a copy, exactly. And it mustn't just be the one person in a compromising position.
Yes.
For example, where the face just shows the girl only or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And also, this is it's an act of trust. Uh-huh. You know, you trust someone. Yeah. You know, guys, people must have fun in their relationship. Let's not legislate people can and cannot do in relationships.
You got some fact check.
Want to elaborate on something?
Yeah. But revenge porn is a crime.
It is.
And Ukunile must go through the courts and court procedure to find and get justice because it's fucked up and it's going to ruin the fun for everybody else. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Now, Tibla wants to record a sex tape with his girl and the girl's like, whoop, I saw Ukunile, what happened to her? You know what I mean?
Which it would ruins be right for her everyone. To say, no, it would be right for her to go, whoop, no way. After what has happened, and I think people should learn from this. Do not record.
Ah, Ibo, that's a preferential thing. It can't be universal law. That's a preference.
If I summarize this conversation, it's like you are saying, I'm going to start recording our pillow conversations, baby. Because one day I want to reminisce on this talk.
Exactly.
Like, that to me is the ultimate BS. Why need a camera on a space and occasion that only warrants two people?
Yes.
To have that memory and nobody else.
And you can repeat it again and again and again.
Different strokes.
This is not yours.
Different strokes.
This does not belong to you.
Exactly.
As soon as you switch on that camera, there are 18,000 people sitting in some hub somewhere in the world.
Yeah.
Filtering your content, putting it somewhere. One day you campaign for being a president or whatever. They pull out that video and you wonder who leaked it. Nothing is private anymore. So you cannot say that it's for privacy to keep. There's nothing like that.
So if... For example, if I'm going to become president one day and on the eve of me being inaugurated and then a sex tape of me gets released, there's nothing illegal about it. I'll say that I was in a relationship, a loving, trustful relationship. It's like, for example, when I see the Kunila sex tape, right? Obviously, Nyamzoela.
Yeah.
But I'm like, they were having fun in a relationship, two consenting adults. And then someone decided to be bitter and weaponize this great moment of fun and pleasure, right? And there's nothing wrong with them. I don't frown down on people who record themselves. People can do whatever they want to do, number one, with their private parts, as long as it's legal and everybody else is consenting. Let's be honest. When do we pick and not pick what people can do in their own relationships?
No. So I think for sanity's sakes, I want to move on because this, for me, is a no-no. I will never.
That is okay.
Yeah. It's my opinion. And you have every option to disagree with me.
But Kunila must change lawyers and get justice. You know what I mean? That's it. Yeah, revenge porn is messed up, man.
It is.
Hey, dude, everybody gets dumped or relationships end, you know? It's what you were saying about weak men.
Yeah.
Be a man, take it on the fucking
chest.
And move on. Why are you releasing someone's nudes or someone's, you know? Let's not now chica the girl because she allowed herself to get recorded. She's not the one at wrong here. It's the guy.
Yeah.
So she must get her justice, man.
Word.
You know, let people do whatever they want in their private relationships as long as it's legal and everything and everyone is consenting. Oh, some none.
Let's do the fact checking.
I actually wanted to correct Ghost Lady. On the live, the lawyer wasn't coming for Ukunile. She's actually stating the fact that they are going to court and there's a court proceeding going on and that it's serious. I think that the reason why...
She's
calling Ukunile, but I feel like it comes from a friendship thing. That thing of, you're Tremiluana, you're stupid, you get me? Which is not professional.
Okay,
but
first of all, to have a lawyer... Have a lawyer that goes live on a matter that is sub judice. Like, it is so foolish, such a own goal on her.
Stupid.
Or him, whoever that is.
Stupid.
And you know, guys, not everybody's Dalimpofu. The fact that you are on TV taking on high profile cases does not necessarily mean I'm going to pick up a call and I want you to represent me.
Yeah, nah, that's stupid, man.
You know what I mean?
Justice for her, though, yeah?
Yeah.
So let's just give her justice, man.
Yeah, for real.
But, yeah.
Bro, you got so many floss in your pocket. You've pulled out four since we started the show.
Timothy is coming. I think time to floss. Let me feel it. I think I'm flossing. I'm just flossing. Frosella. It was Frosella on 250K, yeah. Jackie. So now I'm like, no, now
shout
you're Frosella.
Shout out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Frosella's boy. That's where I'm from.
No, I'm just observant, dog. It's your fault.
Actually, oh, I don't know why. No, yeah. It's the same
But
one.
I carry one, too.
It's the I had a meal just before, so yeah, that's
no,
why.
I
got floss in the car all the time. What else is trending, can you?
Actually, talking about flossing, I was interested to ask Tash this about this story. Mm. So if there's a New York club that's making waves for asking patrons to show a bank balance of $50,000 before being allowed inside. So, you're a man who likes to be
hold on.
Flashy.
Hemant Lashaba is calling back. Hold on. Let's take this.
Is it connected? Sweet,
yeah, let's connect this to Bluetooth.
To the Bluetooth.
Good afternoon, Klompe. How are you?
Fine. How are you, sir? Sorry, man. I see I missed your call. I'm working in Soweto on the ground.
So I'm also sorry to call you live. I'm in the middle of a show right now.
Okay.
And I thought I should steal the moment. So you are live on one of the biggest podcasts in Chill Show. And we just wanted to ask you, as a team, of the three ballot papers, which one would you want everybody to vote for you? Is your mind on regional? Are you on national? Are you on provincial?
Well, Tibotage and your listeners, one thing, as Action SA, we want all South Africans in all nine provinces, all three ballot papers, they must vote Action SA so that we can take national government, we can take the province and ensure that we deliver a new South Africa for all South Africans.
So the conversation stemmed from how you handled Johannesburg when you were the mayor. And everybody says you can be successful with a city, but nationwide, how would you replicate the same level of success nationally?
In fact, let me tell you how possible and easy it's going to become.
Please.
Remember when you run a municipality, you don't have powers. You don't have powers of the police. You don't have the powers of the prosecuting authority. Mm. But when you're at national level, it becomes very easy when we have drug dealers, when we have people hijacking our buildings, when we have murderers, we are able to ensure that we can have 24-hour courts, we can have specialized units without having to rely on someone else. So it is very important for people of South Africa to vote for Action SA at a national level, because we'll have the powers, including actually putting municipalities which do not deliver, put them on terms.
Uncle Herm, a lot of people are asking themselves, like, I mean, you and Musi, similar profiles, black men from the DA. How come you guys didn't join forces? It looks like everybody's power hungry. Everybody wants to be the guy. No one wants to team up with anyone. Did you and Musi ever have that conversation?
And that's my co-host, Saul. Sorry, I had to introduce him. That's Saul.
You know what, guys? You must understand, South Africa is a constitutional democracy.
Right.
And in a democratic dispensation, South Africans, all South Africans, all 60 million of us have got the right, if you want to form a political party or you want to vote for a political party of your choice, it is your decision. We must never stifle democracy.
Facts.
Because ultimately, the voters are the ones who are going to decide ultimately who's going to govern them.
So you guys never had the conversation?
Well, we had conversation with Musi when we started the People's Dialogue. At the time, as Action SA, we were looking for confirmation, because when I left as the mayor of the city of Johannesburg, South Africans were calling radio stations like yourselves on social media asking me, Hemant Mashaba, to start a political party.
Right.
And I said, before I start a political party, let me run a scientific analysis to see if these people are genuine. And I invited Musi to be part of that. At that time, there was no political party, but Musi had his own ideas. And I decided to give him the space to do whatever he wanted. And it is right to run his own affairs.
Ah, shut up.
One last question. Will you form coalition with anyone, and who will that be?
I will not form a coalition at national, provincial, and local government with the ANC, and the reason I'll never form a coalition with the ANC because the ANC is a criminal enterprise. I will not work with the EFF at national government because EFF policies are in contradiction to my own personal values. I believe in a free market economy. I believe in a rule of law. I believe in the sovereignty of South Africa, that South African borders must be represented. I don't believe in political party that does not in the property rights. If you want an economy to grow, you must allow property rights. EFF talks about my house, everything must belong to the state. And that would really be the beginning of the destruction of your nation.
Ladies and gentlemen, there you go. The president and leader of Action SA, Ntate Hemen Mashaba. He'll be out on the 29th. Probably you'll be voting at the same station. Thank you so much for calling me back. I truly honor it and appreciate it. Good luck on the 29th.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, you live in the same area as him? You said you're voting at the same station.
Something like that.
What else is happening, Ghosty?
No, I was still asking. Remember the story about the New York club?
Oh, yes. Yeah. There's a club in order to gain entrance, you need $50,000.
You know, I can agree.
That's about R1 million.
Yeah, I can agree with that. Let me tell you why. We equate value today based on social currency. And that is the biggest distortion to ever know who you're dealing with. There are people with 5 million followers who could be biggest scammers, fake, whatever. I'm just saying, people walk around using a following as a CV, okay? And unfortunately, when it comes to money, it leaves me no option but to really understand who I'm dealing with, especially if there are activities that take place at this club that will not happen at Sam's Club. They will not happen at Live.
What kind of activities?
Like, we are not going to have conversations about a particular investment and you sitting around the table and you can't even produce 1% of what we are discussing. I've sat in meetings with too many people with great ideas, but when it comes to putting cards on the table, you realize I'm in the wrong room. So to ensure that I'm in a space where we bring something up, I'm able to network with people who are at my level economically, and I'm not going to sit around with people who still have to go and pitch and source funds from other places other than themselves.
And what that does also, in that club, you know who to know and is pickpocketing anyone, you know? At clubs these days, you are harmed by someone who beg your phone, Lana, you know what I mean? Because of that
exactly.
Thing, everybody's wearing Gucci, but everybody's not Gucci. Yeah?
True.
I should have got no I conquer, right? And ask all the bank balances. There's some people who have no business being there. Yeah? Because number one, they've got other things to take care of with whatever cents they have in their bank account. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then also, like what you're saying as well, then the other people, whether it's a man or woman, other people are there to bumpy jackpot. You know what I mean? Abanye baye lapho kuyovuka when you drive, abanye baye kuyovuka. Abanye they are off to hustle. Abanye they are hustling with their pussies. Abanye they are hustling ngibamba amafoni. Abanye they are there doing all sorts of weird shit. So
yeah.
People about to song some millionaires, no 1 million at least, then I'm assuming, ideally, that's going to create an environment where people are more free and people are more, you know, and
ungayifaki Rolex, you say if Rolex yakho.
Yes, you know there's no Rolex gag. You know,
safe.
For example.
You're good.
Or you hope.
You're good. My she phone, no karma. You come back, it's still there.
So as a way of filtering, sharp. Everybody, the nightlife is everything for everyone, man. You know what I mean? There's places. Now yes, Moploma, Ndaweneso, Upeti 5 Clipper. There's a place. Oh, I was Mnandi for that evening. Go there. Yeah, more petty 20 million. There's a place you can go and
guys, it's like a stock fail. There's Call nothing it. Wrong with it. It's stock fail. That's not it's a glorified stock fail. You feel me?
There's everything for everyone at night. So.
Yeah, and the longer we talk about this, it's like we're hating from our side.
Yeah,
no,
I don't think, what happens in Midrand, I think, you know, where you go with the girl and the next thing, ukufuna inyu. That's not gonna happen there in that club. If you meet a woman, you
which
know,
which club are you referring to?
Where were you at?
They say it's a mid-rent thing. I'm not sure which club. Oh. It's never happened to me where someone asks me for money because I don't take strangers to bed after a club.
Oh, okay.
But it does happen, you know, where girls are hustling. You're thinking, girls, they're here to have a good time.
Yeah, got she's one on of a their, job, B.
Yeah, and the guys hit on girls. That's what guys do since the beginning of time. Jiggy jiggy
exeni. I found it very dangerous.
I found it very like this, guys. Sorry. Yeah. When obviously as a guy, you're going out to a party, like, because I'm looking at this as a club.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, if you are, there's that element of, okay, I want to buy a girl a drink. Will not this club now become a plot where it's like, oh, okay, you can't really go for, is it just literally a networking kind of club that it ends there?
Right.
Or is it a place where you can still make, find a lady, you know, meet someone? But then again, if we've got that money, kind of money as a woman, I'm not kind of looking for guys like that.
So are you saying girls go to clubs for desperation, looking for rich men?
No, not even desperation, but I'm just like, for linking up, there's that thing of where I can still appreciate you for buying me a drink. You understand?
If you're a millionaire, if you've got 50,000... Wait, that's a routine. So... yes. If you've got the money to buy yourself a drink...
Yeah.
Don't you, do you mind if someone else buys you a drink simply because you got your own
mind.
Money?
No, I don't mind.
It's still going to happen in this club.
No, but I'm just saying, there's that thing of flossing and obviously it's like, I'm going to show you a life that you may not have. So then, that's where it is.
Then you take your $50,000 and you go to Brahma.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Where you wanna be? If you wanna be seen.
If you wanna
be seen. Yeah, that's not the place to be seen. Yeah, like, and it's also like, you know, cowardice. You know, to go to people who don't have much.
And you wanna be the man. Nah.
No, you ain't talking about.
But there's a big culture of like that. People want to show off, and you know. Kind of like speak and stand
out. You want to feel big, right?
You want to feel big. You want to, you know, feel
that's
like...
weakness.
That is weakness. You want to feel big among small fish?
Yeah.
Be like you're the big fish instead of in a pond, instead of going to the ocean where there's other
bigger
fish.
That's the outlet. That's the outlet to, you know, to serve the ego.
Yeah.
Nah, that's toxic.
Feeling like a...
Would you join the club?
Yeah, I would if I've got that bank balance,
right?
I would like for
all, when was the last time
all the
you
reasons I mentioned. I don't want to fear. I too want to be jackpot. Nah, you know what I mean. I want to meet an equally successful lady
and have good conversations.
When I have one night stand, we're having deep conversations, that's deep conversations. You know what I mean? If we're starting a relationship, we're starting a relationship,
and we're all like-minded.
We're like-minded, and we know that. It's not a matter of what are you bringing to the table. I know what you're bringing to the table.
I honestly appreciate a space like that.
Yeah, I like a space like that, bro.
Nice.
We've got facts.
According to a website written by Barstool Sports, the requirement is only for men.
Ooh. Yo! Yo, that changes why we're talking. That changes everything.
I did not know that part.
That changes everything.
Actually, that's what I was asking.
I don't want to be there. Then I'm not going. Because it's a place where women bafung mama machak pot.
Yeah.
Desperate women bafung mama machak pot.
Yeah, literally.
Simple. Why would I put myself in the position?
Heist 101.
Yeah. Then you're going to get those women who will be stealing.
Yo!
It becomes unsafe again.
Nah. That changes everything. I wouldn't go to that club. It changes everything.
Nah. I'm out.
Oh, shit. Guys, we only have two more tours left, right?
Yeah.
Where are we... Rustenburg Civic Center, 8th of June. Guys, get tickets. They're selling out fast. Do we know where we are?
50%.
We're already on 50% sold. Drop the horn.
What day?
Rustenburg.
Already.
Saturday, 8th.
Yeah. Saturday, 8th of June.
Wow.
Rustenburg Civic Center is where we're at.
Yes.
And then the last one, we're closing it off in Mpumalanga,
MNO20
Casino. That's on the June 15th. Grab tickets. There's a thing here that's
going to show. Where did they get tickets, Saul? Where did they get tickets?
Quickets.
Oh, Quickets.
Yeah, okay. Quickets. Oh, there's a thing here that's going to show up now. For easy access, you can just scan it, sends you straight to the ticket sales page, and we'll see you then, man. Let's end off with a bang, eh?
Rustenburg.
We all agreed Kabeka was the best one, right?
Wow.
But you guys say that every week, though.
Kabeka. Hey.
Everybody has family? Oh, no family. All right, no family.
Was family.
All right, right to Kumbule Kai and reunite with your family on the 8th at Rustenburg Civic Center.
Yeah.
MNO20, June 15th. Family's waiting for you. Hey, podcast so Live Nation
now
Tour.
We adopt here.
Ah, well, I'm not going to have an adopt. But hey, sometime. No, but I'm not going to go. All right, let's put it back. Hey, God, don't have to look like a cool.
Yeah, wait.
No, I'm kidding. No, we'll cover it.
Do you have anything else?
Man, you know, I'm
you
having
never
fun.
Never greeted everyone.
Say that again.
You did a greeting.
No, he doesn't have an hinder, man. Oh. It's fine. Not everybody has got a hinder.
You didn't do the hinder.
But you don't make anything.
Oh.
But it's okay. So,
can we do it now?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, let's do it now. And
one,
then you.
1, 2, 3, 4. You're
okay.
Yeah.
So. Oh, for real?
Well, say whatever you want to say. Yeah. Make it a touch. Put your own touch on it.
Drop
it.
Yeah. You already know what a time to be alive. Touches on Podcast and Chill. I might pull up in Rustenburg. Why not? Sanborn and Mackay.
Oh, Rustenburg. Sanborn and Swan in Rustenburg.
I'm talking to my friends in KZN.
Oh, damn. But you're pulling up in Rustenburg.
They
shout out.
No, they can come over. Like, I got that kind of influence on people.
Nice. Dope. Bro, have you been to a Diddy party?
Diddy party? No, yeah. No. Oh, I've been to a party where Diddy was at.
Yeah, yeah. Anything you picked up?
No, nothing
chill
at all.
Guy, right?
Nah, chill.
Fuck
like,
yeah, no.
You know what I mean?
Who it was. Known?
I'm still shocked. But yeah, man. Yeah. It was the All Star Weekend, the NBA party. Actually, yeah. NBA threw that party. Yeah. For me, it's always shocking to find out. Yeah, Utaj, when's Ani?
Right.
But
who do we have? Diddy's in the country.
I don't think it's for me to say because my circle is non-existent. Like, real talk. My circle is non-existent. If you ask me what I'm doing today, it's all the boring stuff. I walked away from too many cheap talks, and I love spending time with my dogs. You know, I love planning things that are impossible. I love shocking myself with what I want to build, what I want to create. So I surround myself with builders and creators.
Wow. How much are you worth, would you say?
I don't know. I really don't. I know what I have in my pocket. It's probably my car keys.
Is that 100 grand?
Or open up your bank statement.
You want me to open up my bank statement?
Nah.
Wow.
That's where now. Not what's in your pocket.
You just asked me to open up my bank statement.
Pocket, man.
Nah.
Yeah, I don't care.
People who do that got it easy. People who do that, they got it easy. I didn't get it easy. So whatever I have, I know it benefits over 70 people every month consistently. Yeah, and maybe that's how I should judge my value. How many people around me every month, you know, are able to open accounts, have bank loans, have car loans, and that's what I do.
That's good.
It's fulfilling when it has a clang. Yeah. And I remember talking on this show when you guys invited me, and I spoke how you guys were going
to
grow. And you did, man, and I'm
shout
loving
out to
this.
You, bro. Yeah.
It has to, bro. It has to. It has to. It has to, man.
These 70 people, what business are you in, man? That's a big number. Well done.
Different businesses. You know, I have boreholing business where I drill water into people. We have multiple businesses, bro.
Oh, you bore holes in people's homes if I want my own water supply,
so
a borehole.
I just did a church on Thursday. Yeah. They had no water, this particular church. And now everybody in that street is drinking water from that particular church.
Nice.
Some of the customers don't want to pay and they're like, oh, it's so expensive. But the truth of the matter is you will never pay for water again in your whole entire life.
Wow, man.
There's been so many water cuts in Joburg. There's been so many water cuts throughout the country. And I felt like my mode of business is I look at where there's a crisis and I find a solution. I can't go into a business that solely selling sneakers. Now I got to sell sneakers. I want
to
sell essentials.
Everybody wants to do like the exciting stuff. It's sneakers, cool
it's
shit.
Not fun
and
to
no
be.
And no one wants to, like, you do the boring stuff.
I get dirty. I do. I do the boring stuff by boreholes and.
By
you know,
boring in people's homes.
Yeah.
Boring in church. Fucking hell.
But it's important. Bro, for $120K, you can have lifetime supply of. That's the most package. Our package starts from $5,000. And what I did, I made it so simple that you can actually pay for it for $2,500 a month.
Oh.
So we can literally light up. Everybody in Gauteng can have access to clean water for the rest of their lives. And that's been fun. It comes with a lot of challenges. You do the job, people don't pay, and now you must chase. Yeah. So thank God for all my Congolese friends, because when I call them on you, you're going to pay.
Wow, bro. Mm. So you said $5,000. Then what does a person get for five? How much water?
So the value chain. So the value chain. We come to your house. We assess and we find where the highest density of water lies, and from there we mark the area and we check how far it is from your drainage system. We drill as far as 80 meters down. 60 is ideal. but 80 is constant supply. So from 60 meters to 80, we find the water. We put steel casing. Steel casing protects the borehole. Then we actually put the whole pipes. And from there, we run it straight into your filtering system. We put a nice JoJo tanks at the back so nobody sees it. If you don't have, you're in a state, you live in a flat, we find a remote way to have your tank. And we plug it into your plumbing system. And next thing you got, constant supply of water. It is that simple.
If everybody gets a borehole, what's the effect on the environment? That doesn't sound healthy with all this extraction of water within, like, let's say one suburb, 100 of us have this.
I don't think there are any environmental harm that I know of, but I do know there are proper inconvenient moment in my life. I've not had water for 2 days. And boreholes have been there. A lot of farms you see across the country, the way they're so green, they're empowered by borehole systems. Mm. So there's no harm to nature whatsoever. But I will say this. We cannot live in a society where essentials. We're supposed to have water. I'm not supposed to make business out of it. I'm not even supposed to. This is something that we're supposed to have. It's a right to have water.
Human rights, yeah.
I didn't get into it because I'm capitalizing on people's vulnerabilities. I understand service delivery is a rarity. So I am going to look for opportunities to say, let me make it work for you. And I've taken more knocks because I've got people who say, I'll do the 2.5. We don't vet you to say you have a bank statement. I don't want those things. I take your word. You sign an agreement.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. And I got people who don't pay 3 months, 4 months. We shut you. Now I've built a system where I can switch off your borehole from my phone.
No, shut out. It's unconvincing you because you're paying people. They were like, hey, Sibenzile, but you're like, no, but the guy's not paying.
Yeah.
You can't tell them excuses. You need to pay them. So shout out to you.
And many, many other things, you know. I still sell houses. If you're looking for houses, I can help you with that. Our property game is simple. I got relationships with banks. And I got into home business because I discovered a clause that is a hindrance for a lot of people with bad financial history not to be able to access a home.
It's a lot of black people, bro.
Yeah.
ITC and shit.
Yeah, so I got that. We managed to decode it and I presented it to the credit committees of all 4 major banks.
So if I'm blacklisted, you can get me a house?
It depends on how bad you are. Yeah, but it's not the end of the road if you're blacklisted. You can get a car, you can get a house. You are eligible.
All right, so, the guys are saying we'll wrap it up, man. So I think we just wrap it up, yeah?
Oh, we've been talking smack all day. You don't want to wrap up. I talk business, you want to wrap up? That's fine. I'm out of here.
Now you did well. Shout out, man. Yeah. Shout out, man.
One love. Great. So, else you ask me what do I do. You know, I love the space I'm in. We bring people every year in spring to worship. The same way the chillers go out on quickest to go 8 June in Rustenburg, we do the same on the 28th of September, Supersport Park Stadium, best gospel artist. But it's one event where the whole family, we got a kid spot where children go, have au pairs looking after them. Because when you're crying and the spirit hits you, you don't want your child crying that they need water, they need a bathroom. So we hired about 100 au pairs in Tshwane. Alone, okay, that look after your kids. It's been running successful. No child has ever gone missing. And I understand the space of worship. So when you buy your ticket to a replenishment concert, you actually come to a big family and see kids and see your friends and see your cousins and see everybody else. And it is a beautiful thing because even the king, the Zulu king was there. Nah, he was emotionally touched. Mrs. Zulu was there. I had the premier, Panyaza Lisufi was there. Oh. The CIC was there. Minister Zizikoto was there. Everybody. But what more important is one of the few family events you can go where nobody's going to judge you. Nobody's going to say, oh, wena, ngokubonile. Bro, this is a gospel event. We have a gin lounge, champagne lounge. Okay? This year we're introducing high tea. It's I love flair when it comes to... Normally, I used to go to a lot of gospel events and, you know, there are things that we pretend we don't do or we isolate ourselves from. I'm bringing everybody in society. I want everybody to come. Yeah. I want that sister who was at XO the night before on a pole, I wanted to be there the next day, worshiping.
Yeah. Shout out.
For real.
Welcome as well.
Beyond. All
dancers welcome.
They are VIP.
Whoa.
Yeah. Because who am I to say
they
no?
They have a pole position.
Bro.
They're the first ones to enter.
I knew it. It had to end this way. So go buy your tickets.
Yeah.
Go buy your tickets.
For the naked truth at the gospel.
Every chiller. Tickets are for sale at Ticket Pro. Make sure you come out.
Ticket Pro.
Yeah, 28th September. Yeah, man.
And it's called the replenishment
concert.
The replenishment concert.
Because the closer we get to God, the closer we get to ourselves. So,
are we invited?
Of course.
Thank you.
That's all. That's done.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Except for Saul. Because he needs to work on his pole position.
Yeah. Find Jesus.
Please, guys.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Tash, for joining us.
Thank you. Shout out, man.
It was a beautiful show.
You did well.
Bye.
Bye. Bro, how's that? Thank you so much.